Over the past year, ransomware has been highlighted as a growing threat to computer users globally, and it seems to be getting worse. Now, on the line to talk specifically about how ransomware is impacting Australians is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy.
Tim, you and I have discussed ransomware on and off over the last 12 months or so, but just briefly, give us an overview of how this threat presents itself and affects users.
We're seeing with ransomware, it's becoming the attack du jour of the cyber criminal community these days, where the numbers are starting to actually skyrocket. So with ransomware, since October 2015, so in little under a year, we've now detected over 100 million ransomware threat attacks globally. And the difference with ransomware, I think, to your typical virus and all the rest of it, is the fact of the lasting impact it can have with what it does, which is to lock up your files on your computer.
Now, Trend Micro has actually highlighted for some time that Australia has been a really big target for ransomware, but just how serious has it become?
If we look at the period just for January to May of this year, there were some 66 million attacks globally, and of that, some 700,000 attacks in Australia alone. So if we think of 700,000 attacks on a population of 24 million, it's starting to grow quite rapidly. And I think what's different here is that, people aren't too sure what ransomware exactly does and the impact it can have and how it impacts us. And what these attacks are is that they're coming through in two layers. They're coming through like a typical malware. So they're coming via email and people are clicking on a link and it's installing the ransomware on their computer. And that happens in about two-thirds of cases. The other one-third of cases, it's actually happening by a bad URL or a link. So you might get a link in a message or on your Facebook page, and they're clicking on these links and it's downloading the ransomware to their computer. And what's a little bit different about this is the lasting impact of ransomware is that with a virus, we can probably clean that off your computer and help you out in a lot of cases. What the ransomware does is it locks up the files on your computer. And these days, people store things such as their family's photos on their computer, their financial information. And what's happening is the only way to get rid of ransomware in some cases is to fully wipe their computer, and they're losing all record of that information.
Wow. So I guess step one is to make sure you've always got a recent backup of your computer. But short of having that, what else can you do about ransomware? How can you really protect yourself and make sure you don't fall victim to it?
Well, as you said, the first thing I would be doing was, doing a weekly or a monthly backup of my critical information I have. The other thing is that there's definitely security software out there that actually is picked up and will help you with ransomware. Our software itself will help protect the users. So we'll warn you about malicious links. We will also warn you about files that come in that are known ransomware. But, once again, unfortunately, we can't be 100% because of the rate that this is all coming out there. So the first thing is, if you get an email from someone, be careful about clicking on it, even if it's from your bank. Most banks won't put attachments in their email. So just think about what you're getting and where it's coming from. And if you're uncertain, call the institution that's trying to contact you. Because what a lot of these guys are doing are pretending to be your bank or Australia Post or anything, and then you're clicking on that link thinking it's from them legitimately, and it's not.
But according to Trend Micro, Australia is the number two country in the world for people falling victim to ransomware. You guys, I know, put a lot of energy into warning people about it and trying to protect them. Why are we still falling victim to it?
I think it's the way that we live our lives. Like, Australians are very technology advanced, so therefore we do a lot of internet ordering and all the rest of it, and we're used to getting links and hyperlinks and parcel deliveries. So they're very, very clever at picking up, and they make it incredibly seasonal with how they try and attack us. So we're now in tax time, so we expect to see some ATO emails come out over the next month telling people about their tax refunds. And because now is the time that will be happening, people are more open to actually clicking on that link and thinking it may be something that they need to have a look at, versus the reality that the tax department doesn't send out links like that. Same with home shopping now. People buy a lot of stuff on the internet, So you'll get a link from Australia Post saying, hey, we have a parcel here for your collection. Please click on this link to get the details. People go and click on the link, and what happens is the malware gets installed in the background and the ransomware then engages and locks into your computer. So it's the way we live our lives now is opening us up out to that. And what we've just got to do is just become a little bit more vigilant, I think, with how we view things that are coming through and ensure that we actually think, have I actually ordered something on the internet, or have I even put in my tax return yet to the fact that I'll actually be getting a refund notice from the ATO.
Right. So I guess the bottom line is ransomware, it's not going to go away anytime soon. We've got to have our heads screwed on straight. Make sure we've always got our PCs backed up so we don't, you know, we always have another copy of all of our important files. And of course, a good layer of internet security software also important.
Yeah, so I would definitely, and I know this is coming from us because we sell it, but I would definitely recommend people think about in the world today having an internet security bit of software running on their computer. Likewise, if they have been infected, we have managed to crack some ransomware. So therefore, for some of the variants that are out there, if they go to our website, trendmicro.com.au, they'll be able to link through and find some free tools that we've put online to help people get around where they've actually had the lock screen ransomware and one of the other varieties that helps lock the files. But once again, we can't offer 100% usage of that to open up what's been locked up, but in 95% of cases, that will actually help the customers out.
Great. Thanks, Tim, for those insights. That's Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily, Tim.
Thanks, Andy.